Morning, guys. It was great to be back on the field today. So we had corrections, obviously, that we took place. Spoke to you guys on the conference call on Friday. We went back through and had a walkthrough Friday night. Players head off yesterday, and we wanted to come back out and go for it today. We had a big red zone emphasis. We had a two-minute at the end of the half emphasis, so we wanted to go right back to those situations. We went to our goals for training camp because we still are best attacking team. Best situation ball. So those were the things that we really tried to dial in today. It was good to get a couple guys back and practicing who didn't participate in the game. That was Crawford and Jones, Gabriel, to name a few. So it's good to get them back into the mix today. And glad to open it up as questions as we're getting towards the end of our camp time.
Yeah, Coach Freeman left with the trainer. We couldn't tell if it was,
you know, and I don't think he was going to come back. He had some heat stuff that he dealt with from the first practice and again today. So I didn't get a chance to go in and see him yet, but I'll find out.
And Grace's injury, and I can see Effetti out there today.
Yeah, Effetti's foot has been bothering. We're probably going to hold him this week, and we'll take a better look after Pittsburgh. We're going to let his ankle settle down. It's really not coming around as fast as he had hoped. And Grace did a rehab run today. He had a strain of a hamstring, and hopeful he's going to return. He's putting the work in for sure.
Can you talk a little bit about Sherrard, and he's still out there for Keanu.
Yep.
How pleased you are with his development in that position switch?
It helped a lot him finding one spot to play lead. With Sherrard, he played a little bit of free safety last year, a little bit of strong safety. And then this spring, we really ironed it out where we found his role, covering tight ends, playing in the box, playing physical, and then the role on teams. Could he start on punt and on kickoff return and on kickoff? So we want to take a strong look at that. It didn't seem like, you know, going in, he just jumped in with the first group the other night. And, you know, he's got a whole year in the system now and through the OTAs. He's another player going from one to two that should take a big jump, and we expect that to happen. I didn't. Yeah, the communication part was on point. Playing in coverage looked on point. So we were excited. We expected that from him. He's put the work in, so we're hopeful to see him take a big jump.
Coach, you talked about Julio being back in there. It looks like this is the first time he got a couple catches during 11-11. Just getting him back into that flow, into that rhythm.
Yeah, it was great for us and for the team getting Hu back in. He really put the work in on the rehab front as well. So he looked fast. He looked explosive. And you know, I guess he was probably somewhere in the 6 to 8, and, you know, we'll go a few more than that. But the way and the style and the intensity he practiced with, it was good to have him back in the mix today, especially down in the red zone.
With those, we've been talking a lot about the right guards, and you've been doing the day-by-day kind
yes.
of thing and stuff like that. Does that mean that this next game, maybe it's Schweitzer's time to go in first?
I haven't spoken to Chris about that yet, and I think that'd be something that's worth discussing as we get into Wednesday and Thursday. I really want to focus back into camp now, and I've left the game pretty far away from our team's thinking right now and the coaches as well. I wanted them to finish this block, and then each of the guys say, hey, what's one or two things can you get better at? And then as we get into Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week, I'll be more comfortable to say who will take the first reps at it. But as it goes right now, I want us to kind of get right back into the grind of it.
And I'm curious on that same subject with the right guard. When you look at that first game, I know you talked about a little bit about this, but when they went against Sue, how did you evaluate both of them? Because both of them had plays against Sue. I think one play Sue kind of grabbed the ball to with one
yeah.
hand, but it looked like your lineman was right on.
And that's really part of the evaluation because we know, you know, the talent that he plays with and the intensity that he plays with. So that's the style of player, you know, you have to play against. So right off the bat, he's gotten some pretty good work against a couple pretty good D tackles here on our own team. Guy by the name of number 97 and 92. So that's their job, you know, of the battle of going against one another. So I wasn't surprised to see them play well, but that's the kind of matchups that you really like as a coach. Okay, we're really going to find out some information. So I was pleased with the first night. Knowing, you know, the caliber of opponent there.
Coach, going back and rewatching the game, Rashid was a player who seemed to kind of jump out. What has been your impression of him so far during camp?
I really felt it in the spring, and where the play had really spiked. And the game, you've heard us use the term, some may slow down for you a little bit. And I think that's happening with him, where some of the blocks are familiar and the calls are familiar, where he's able to, you know, be his best self. So I'm very encouraged by him so far. He can move like a lighter player, but he plays at, you know, 320 pounds. and has the movement of a much smaller and lighter guy. So we're real encouraged by his camp. He's definitely been somebody that's arrows going up and has been a real, you know, I wouldn't say a pleasant surprise because I think we saw it coming, but I think the intent, you know, his urgency to play, that part's been real.
Now that you do have that first preseason game under your belt and you have some of those evaluations that you started, what do you tell the guys going into this next week for another preseason game?
Yeah, we're not there yet for the preseason. So the message coming back today was, man, let's go right back into the camp mode. What were the things that you specifically wanted to get better at? That's going to happen some, and especially with the first-year players. You know, the emotion of playing in your first NFL game, they're like, I've thought about this time, I've thought about this moment. It's a really big moment, and so we wanted to recognize it. And some played like they were really tight, and it's a good learning experience. I'd much rather that happen now than in the first game to say, it's the first regular season, I got to really step it up. You know, like, man, you got to play like you can. And so some, I thought, felt that way and felt uptight, and we had some fouls or not at their best. So I'm expecting some of those guys to make a big jump. We went through it, and we met individually with a lot of them to say, let's make sure your style as a ball player really shines through. It won't be too much scheme-wise, but today and tomorrow, it's all about us and our focus. And then as we get closer to the preseason, we'll talk about a game again. He's got some great, you know, role models on his own team about who's been through some of these situations before his contracts, and one's locker is right next to his. And was able to talk to him on an everyday basis about how, you know, just stay the course and the process will work out. It's easier said than done. But the space on the field, on the grass, that's home to who? I mean, that's home to Devontae. I let out who his locker was right next to him right there. But that spot on the field, that's him. And he's such a competitor that, you know, he wanted to play the whole game on the other night. I want the whole thing. I said, good idea, but no. You know, like, we got some other guys we're trying to take a look at as well. So that tells you, you know, his mindset of where he's at. And it was fun for him to have some kids that were at his camp, you know, be able to be on the sideline before the game. So the NFL connection with youth football, it's strong because the players remember being that guy. And so that's why, as fans coming here to the, you know, sitting on the hill, especially as kids, I remember as a kid going to the Giants training camp practices, and they remember being that youth football player. So we always enjoy seeing the youth guys on the sideline. One guy came up to me, he looks like a nose tackle, and he said, I'm a nose tackle. I said, yeah, I already knew that, and we'll be back for you. So those guys on that sideline, they're so-and-so. Probably the difference between my day of seeing that and theirs is they all pulled out their phones and were taking pictures, you know, on the sideline, you know, at 8 and 9 years old. But he handled himself like a champ all the way through the process.
Coach, I saw you out there with Devondre really working with him on some pass rushing skills. I mean, yep. I know they appreciate that, but what do you try to impart to them? Is it experience? I mean, you're just really...
It's the role of teacher is one I really embrace here, and that's my job, not just to help organize the coaches to throw a great practice, but if there's some teaching that can get done, and for me, especially offensive line, defensive line, and linebackers, I'll try to make as much time for those players individually as I can. Sometimes you need that one-on-one instruction that's real short, real to the point, right after something happened, as opposed to waiting an hour and a half to look at the film. Sometimes you need the feedback right away. He's really going for it. And I'm not just going to put it on his eye surgery. That was it. That was just for the catch. His physicality, his urgency, his voice amongst his teammates, you feel that come alive.
Last question, guys.
Coach, when did you...
I'll take two more. Yep. Go ahead.
Coach, how pleased were you with the second-year guys like Devondre, like Kano, and Debo taking on his leadership role in just your second year with you guys?
I'm pleased with that, and you can lead from any level. It doesn't have... You don't have to wait until you're a long-standing veteran in this system. And building trust takes time. And so you can't do it your first year. It takes not much time to lose that trust, and it takes time to build that trust. And in their year and a half with the program, they've showed we can trust you and you can count on me to their teammates. So having that trust and now taking on a leadership role, like if Keanu and Debo and Brian and Hoop say they're going to do something, it's going to get done. And so they don't have to wait until later to lead. And those are things that light me up. Now the guys that are coming into year one, they're recognizing, man, that guy's only in his second year and he has a voice on this team. And good for also players like Matt Schaub, who's, you know, a leader on his team, and Matt Ryan, recognizing there's some young guys who have leadership ability too because they trust him. And so it doesn't have to be a long-standing veteran to lead. And not everybody leads in the same spot. Some are more on the field. Some are in the weight room. Some are in the classroom. So whatever it is your way to lead, we want that part of yourself to come out and be authentic. Like, if you're not rah-rah, don't be that. And that's not Keanu's style. For those of you who know him, like, that's a serious-minded, strong cuz. And, like, he doesn't play. And people know that. So it would feel unusual for him to take on a different role. And for Debo, he's louder and looser and, you know, like, that's more custom to him. Now, he wasn't able to do that as a first-year player. When I go back and see, you know, maybe the first half of the season, more rigid, even when he made a play, he didn't even have to celebrate with the guys. He just, I did my job, you know. And now you see the communication take place all along. So there'll be some others coming up through. You know, we want to identify those players early who have leadership traits. Grady Jarrett is one that has that. And I knew that from his Clemson days, that he would have leadership opportunities. As much as you want it to happen your first year, it just doesn't go that way. You haven't earned that amongst your teammates. Last one to follow up. He already bolted.
Ballin.
All right. Yeah. Anybody? I'll throw it out there. Last one.
I got one more. We saw last night a guy that used to work with Neil from the National Anthem. I know that's not ever been an issue here. But I'm just curious, have you prepared for a possible conversation in the future with your guys if that was something they came up to you about?
Yeah, everything for us, we'll try to discuss as a team, you know. And I'm sure that was the case with Sean. He's a fantastic teammate. And I'm sure that was one that, you know, he discussed with their guys, too. Knowing the type of competitor he is and teammate he is, that would be something he would do for sure.
Thanks, guys.
All right, later, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you.